Today we're going to learn the last Omid in Perek Mokem Shenogu, which is called Pesach Rishon in the Rishonim. And then we're going to start tomorrow Pesach Sheni, which is Tomid Nishchat. Okay. So we'll start before Nun Zayin and Beis, we're up to the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon, which is the second wide line, Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph. The second wide line, Nun Zayin Omid Aleph. Tonu Rabbonon.
Where is it?
Tonu Rabbonon. Arba Tzvachos Tzofcha Azorah. The Azorah screamed out four Tzvachos, four different screams. Yitzchak Isaac Chover says in one of his drushes, he says, not Stam, it was a baskoil. The Azorah, the Beis HaMikdash, had a Zak Kedusha, that it was a real Chias over there. There was a real Tzvacha that because of the Kedusha, it had like a Ruach Chaim over there. We don't comprehend what that means, but he says it was a real Tzvacha. A Tzvacha from the Azorah itself. And obviously, the reason why they were tzevech, we'll see, is because of the covet of the Azorah. There were things that took place in Azorah that they were tzevech on. Zog the Moton Rabbanon Arba Tzvachas Tzofcha Azorah. Rishoyin are the first thing they were tzevech. Tzu mikam b'nei Eli, shetimu heichal Hashem. B'nei Eli, chofni and Pinchas, v'metam heichal Hashem. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, says that even though the Pasuk says, Asha yishkvu nesan noshim, it doesn't mean yishkvu mamish, eishas ish, but rather they withheld and stalled the karbonis of the chatas yoldos. So it took time for them to go back home to their husbands. So the mevatel pir v'rivik with their husbands because they stalled the hakrov of the karbonis. The chatas yoldos, after she gave birth, she comes to them, brings this makav karbon to Beis HaMikdash. They stalled it. Not kamashmoy. Others say it's kush kamashmoy. Ashi yishkevun es hanoshim. So the metame hech l'shem. Some say that's the pshan this gemara. But akaponim in the gemara in Shabbos, it says that it's ke'ilu timu. So that's one tzvacha. The second tzvacha was Tzei mikan yisocha ish kvar bakoi. Yisocha ish ish kvar bakoi was a kohen gadol. Tzei mikan, leave the azor. Why? Shemechabed is atzmoi mechalel kotsh shemayim. He's mechabed himself and he's mechalel kotsh shemayim. Why is he mechalel kotsh shemayim? Dabe korech yodei b'shiroi. He used to wrap his hands with shiroi, with cloth. Now, what's the problem with wrapping your hands with cloth? He didn't want to soil his hands with the karbonos, with the dam of the karbonos. So Rashi says two problems with that. Zog Rashi, korech yodei b'shiroi, the third white line. V'chatzitza p'yselas b'kotchim. It's a chatzitza. The be'inim v'lok chakoyin shikach ba'atzmoy. V'oid, another reason, the b'zoyin hu. So you asked yesterday, Belly, what do you mean I have to come on to another reason? A chatzitza is possible, it's possible. You tell me b'zoyin, it's already possible. So it could be one or two pshatim. Either the Gemara is saying now why the Azorah was tzevech. It was tzevech for two reasons. It was tzevech because he passed the kochim, and also he did a maisa bizoyin. Avada, it's possible, irrelevant if it's a bizoyin or not. But the maisa was saying why was tzofcha Azorah. Tzofcha Azorah, there was a terrible tragedy that took place. Number one is the psula voida, and number two is mevaza kochim. That's a bizoyin that he didn't want to touch the dam. Now, another pshat, if you look in Taisus, Taisus has a gevaldige kasha. Taisus in the Banim asks, Korach yodei b'shiroi pirsh b'kuntus v'chatzitza p'selas b'kotchim. D'chsiv v'lok ha-koin b'inon shtei l'kicha ba'atzma shal koin. V'im toim efak Taisus ha-kasha. V'gabe lulav l'amgirin hochi b'fag lulav ha-gozol. But lulav it says behedya, gabe loy linket inish lulav b'sudra. You shouldn't take the lulav in a sudra in a handkerchief. But Rava argues and says, l'kicha adidav ha-acha shmo l'kicha. So if l'kicha adidav ha-acha shmo l'kicha, so why should I avoid the adidav ha-acha, even if you're wearing shiroi, like a glove, why should it be a psul? Zoktais, and they are kind of a chitzitz either. V'tiratzri, you saw this like a difference. The hosa magi ba'oiches alulav al yidei sudok ein tzeves. Over there, it's assisting you and helping you to hold the lulav, like a tongue. K'goin shekorach alulav besudah va'oiches besudah, sha'asudah mesayoy lahachzik. It helps you to be machzik, so then it's not a chatzitza. B'chai gavnu lehav a chatzitza. B'chai mashu b'yir shmaitzit b'ochi magi d'hokoma osam lehadik inisha l'lova b'yishana. He brings a raya that it's when it's in order to help you to be machzik, it's not a chatzitza. But when it's not for that reason, then it is a chatzitza. Where do we see that? D'hokoma osam lehadik inisha l'lova b'yishana. Do not wrap a lulav with a hoishana. Dilman nasri ta'afi. One of the leaves of the shana might fall off. V'havik chatzitza. Rav Omer, no, min b'mino ein chaitza. It's not a chatzitza. Say min. Mashma, we've medayik from this Rava. The b'she'ein oi mino. If it's not mino, in such an instance, Chaitzitz, it would be chatzitza. Why? Because over there it's not like a daily hachzik. Over there because you don't want to touch the lulav. It pricks you, whatever reason, you don't want to touch it. It's like our sugya, the koich yodim ishiroi, where it's a bizoyin dekadin. So Tosfos is telling avek that when it's done lahachzik, it's not a chatzitza. When it's done l'derech bizoyin, that gufa makes it a chatzitza. So maybe that could be, I'm not saying that's Rashi saying, that's what Rashi is saying, tupshotim, v'oid. But if bizoyin gufa makes it a chatzitza, so then you need the bizoyin in order to make the chatzitza v'eba shiroin. It wasn't in order to help you do the avoida. It was a bizoyin because you didn't want to touch it, so that gufa makes it a chatzitza. Like Tosfos says over here, the difference between the two cases. Another tzavcha of the azorah was, su'u shorim roshechem, v'yikonis yishmol ben piyachi. Now over here, it was a good thing. The Gemara before said that mibeis yishmol ben piyachi, we said, oylo mibeis yishmol ben piyachi, the last narrow line, the Gemara said, oylo mibeis yishmol ben piyachi, oylo mi egroifon, sheheim kahanim gdoilim ubneim gizbogim chasneim amalkalin, bavdein choyftin esom, b'makolois. So over there, it seems like yishmol ben piyachi, his household were hooligans. They were balei egroifin. So over there, we're talking about his people in his household, but he himself was not a person that was looked down at. Adonabba. Over here, we're saying su'u shorim roshechem yikonis yishmol ben piyachi talmidah shel Pinchas, and the Mashal says talmidah shel Pinchas is referring to Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akoyin. Now he's not a literal Talmud; he's many deris after, but he's like a Talmud of Pinchas ben Aaron because he's following him in the derech of the Kahuna. So Zok Rashi Yishmol ben Piyachi, the second to last line, kosher hoyo. I the Gemara before said that oily, aval anshe beiso he bal ezroya. Him and his household is two different things. The Gemara before was talking about his household. Over here we're talking about a milo. Over here we're tzofcha because of a milo of this koyin. Yishmol ben Piyachi is like a Talmud of Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron koyin. Zok the Gemara v'yishamish bekunik doyla va'oy tzofcha azora. Another tzofcha of the azora. No, we're just saying that he was a very worthy kohen. That he was, and he was a very worthy kohen. Yeah, but we're saying what's the pshana yikonis? It's telling avek that he is the proper kohen. You're right; he is a kohen gadol. But the yikonis, because this is the person that should be the kohen gadol, which he was taka. But this is the proper one. He's an example of what a kohen gadol is. Another tzav chazora was also a positive one. Su'usham reshechem yikonis yoichanan ben avoy talmidah shel pinkoi. Maybe not. Over here it says su'usham reshechem yikonis yoichanan ben avoy talmidah shel pinkoi. Now over here the Mashal says it could be referring to. He says it could be referring to yoichanan that became acher, that became a tzduki after shimei shmoinim shana bekahuna, and that's why it doesn't say Pinchas, it says pinkoi. Meaning he was not a Talmud of Pinchas ben Elazar. They referred to him in the derech of Pinkoi, Lafuke. But upon him, what was the Milo? What was the Chisson? What happened with him? So Gemara v'yemolik kesa mikotche shemayim. He was memalik kesa mikotche shemayim. V'omgo olav al yochanan ben gaboi naboi shoy oichel gimme meiz agolim. He ate 300 agolim. Agolim are calves. V'shoy se gimme meiz garbi yayin. These are measurements of wine. V'oichel aboim saw goizlois b'kinuach suda. And 40 saw of birds for dessert. Him and his household, this means. Zagdashi, Shoyimagal bebeis, Kahanim harbe. Kol yomov, Shayachim and Avoy, Lanimsa noisa bemikdosh. It was a mila. Meaning there was no noisa. Noisa is chai bestrefa. He made sure there was no noisa. He ate up all this, him and his household. Zagdugamoga, so it seems like a mile over here. And then Mashok calls it Talmidish and Pinkoi, Lafuke Pinchas ben Elazar. That could be, if it's going on Acher, then at the end he was Taka Chisorin. So if Yomu was Taka, became Acher, became Itzduki. Now the Gemara goes back to the first one. The first Tzvacha was on the second one, I mean, was on. So Oichel Gimel Meis, Agonim Meshaz Gimel Meis, Gabi Yain, Oichel Aboyim Soam Goz, Bikinuach Suda, Omru Kol Yomu Sheichem in Avoy, Lenimtze Noisa B'Mikdosh. So the Maila was that Lenimtze Noisa B'Mikdosh. That was a Gevaldige Maila. Zok demara, what happened to the second tzvacha? The second tzvacha was tzumikan yisocha ish kvar bakoi that was mevazeh the kochim. Why? He was mechaber himself because he wore korech yodah bishiroi. He wore gloves. He didn't want to soil his hands. What was the end of this koyin? Zok demara, my salka baby yisocha ish kvar bakoi. What was his end? Amri zok demara malko umalkaso. Malko umalkaso drashi malche beis chashmenoi. Others say it was Yanei Amelech and his wife, but the Melech and the Malka said as follows. Have a Yasvi Malka Omar Gadya Yoyer. The Melech said, a gdi, gdi means a goat, is more tastier, it's better. Umalka Zomra, and the queen said, Imre Yoyer. Imre means a shepsela, a sheep. So which one is better? What's tastier, a goat or a sheep? So Omru, so they said.
Which is tasty,
yeah? Oh, so that was the machloikas between the king and the kenig. The kenig and the malka. Omru, man, muchach. Who's the one that can tell us what's better? The kohen gadol. Well, he had his makim, he had a talk, and he asked, Omer, man, muchach, kohen gadol. The komasik korbonus kol yoima. After all, kevesechot tzas ba'boiker, vesekeves hasheni tzas ben aboim. So Meli has every day, he can differentiate between the kvasim and the izim. Which one is tastier? So Zog de Gomorrah. The man muchach kohen gadol the komasik korbonus kol yoima. Also ihu, so they brought this kohen gadol. Who did they bring? Yisachar ish kvar bakoi dafnun zayin omet beis achve biyodei. So Rashi loshen tzroik. That means he belittled this whole question that was posed to him. He went with his hand. He brushed it off. He brushed it off. It's a tikkun meir b'malchus brushing off this question. So he said as follows: Igad yoye. If a goat is tastier than a shepsela, than a sheep, so yosik letmida. Why is are we makiv keves echad baboyker? The keves echad ben aboyim. Why is it a keves? Why is it not a gdi? So it's alright. Keves is tastier. It's better. So he machta vek. It was machlek is malkin malkza. He took this out of the malkza. But a rabbonim he was married by malchus and he was made a tzroik out of the whole question. Omar malka. So the melech said. He didn't have an aimus of malchusa because he brushed it off. Achva biyodei nifsekali yamine will chop off his right hand. So what happened? He was all nervous. After all, the right hand is the main hand. So Yoav Shoichad, he gave Shoichad to the Mamun of the Melech. Upaskal Smole instead cut off my left hand. Shoma Malka, the Malka heard that he bribed the guard to chop off his left hand instead of the right hand. Upaskal Yamina, and he cut off his right hand after that. So what ended up happening? His left hand was chopped off and his right hand was chopped off. Explains the Ben Yoyoda is Mida Keneged Mida. What did he do with his hands? He was mevaza davoida. He wore shiroin. He wore gloves. He didn't want to soil his hands and stain them with the blood of davoida. So his hands were chopped off. And it was dafkin this seder. Why the left one? Because the right one is the one that you do davoida with. Left is posel davoida. So the right hand was chopped. But he was koirich shiroi on his right hand with his left hand. That means you utilize your left hand to wrap your right hand. So first his left hand was chopped, and then his right hand was chopped. Mamash mida keneged mida. Others also say the next Gemara. Zok Gemara, Om Rav Yosef, Brich Rachmona, meaning the Ebeshter is gebenched, the Ashkelel Yisoch is kvar bakoi, lemitre v'sei minei b'hai alma. This is a kapora. A person rather be punished if he has to be on this world than in the next world. Like this is the kapora that you come to the next world cleansed. So he says, the Ebeshter punished him in this world, so that he won't have to suffer in the next world or less.
Machmir Bresser said, the Gehenna is of their world.
Okay. In Chanami?
In Zermagayim, Adorov, do Gehenna, do.
Okay.
Jene welt im Urhum git.
Right. It's a kapora. Tzadikim have it bad in this world because they're zoichim for Tivikan Eden. Now, Lemaisa, that's what the Gemara says over here. So you should be zoichim in the next world. If you remember the Gemara we had before in Dafnun Vav, the Gemara said that Chizkiah was Mevaza Atzmeis Oviv, and he took him. So over there, the reason was, Shelo Yilmadu Mimaisov. The other Kahanim should realize and not be like him. That was the reason he did it. The others should learn and not be like him. So there also, it was also a Kapora Gufa that others should not act like him. So Mela, it was Taka, a Brich Achmona, because he was Mevaza Kochim, so other Kahanim should learn from that. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi, Socha Ish Kvar Bakoi, the fact that he said this is Loitona Masnisin. He brushed aside and he said that the keves is tastier than the gdi, and he was punished for that. But he said the keves is tastier, and he didn't even learn a Mishnah. It's a Feirush Mishnah in Kisus. Loitona Masnisin, the Tanan, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kvosim Koidmin Meizim B'chol Mokoim. Usually it says in the Pasuk, Mina Kvosim Mina Izim Yikochu. It always says Kvosim before Izim. Yochem Neshim Uvchongim B'minon. The Mishnah says, you might think because it's better, it's tastier. Talmud Loiman, no. There's another pasuk that says, Im Keves Yovi Karbonoi. Now, Im Keves Yovi Karbonoi, Rashi says that there's another pasuk before that. Before that, it says, Vehevi es Karbonoi Sigas Izim, It says first Siras Izim, Izim be first, and then in Keves Yovi Karbonoi. So we see clearly that Izim are mentioned before Kvasim. Yes, most of the time it's always Keves before Izim. Usually it says Mina Kvasim and Izim, but we find one place where it says Behavius Karbonoi Siras Izim, and afterwards in Keves Yovi Karbonoi. So it's a raya that it's lav dafka, meaning if, obviously you can't say both at the same time. One of them has to mention first. So if it would always mention kvasim first, then it's dafka that shows that kvasim is more mufkar. But the fact that one time already it says izim before kvasim is a raya that they're shkulim. So as I state in the Mishnah, so Meli he didn't know what Ferish Mishnah. He told them that keves is better for a raya, it's brought every day. It's brought for Tomei, then not a gedi. So he didn't know Ferish Mishnah. While stating the Mishnah, Tamad Loimah, the second pasuk is Keves Yovi Karbonoi after Izim, Melamet Shem Shkulim Keechod. Ravina Omar, not just he didn't know a Mishnah, he didn't know Ferish Pasuk. Ravina Omar, not just he didn't know a Mishnah, Afilu Mikra Nami Loi Kora, he didn't even read a Ferish Pasuk. Stating Pasuk, Im Keves, Im Eiz, Iboi Keves Laisi, Iboi Eiz Laisi. Im Keves Im Eiz, by Shlomim, it doesn't say which one is better. So there's Shovin. It says Im Keves Im Eiz. Now, Itaka mentions Keves first, but it says Im Keves Im Eiz. Now, the it's not exactly clear what the Gemara's raya is over here. It says Keves Im Eiz. Don't say Eiz Keves. But upon him, the fact that it says Im Keves Im Eiz, it can't say one before the other. It can't say them together simultaneously. It says Im Keves Im Eiz is Mashma De Shkulim. So it's a fair supposing that they're Shkulim from this Pasuk alone. Reb David Pardo, in his Sefer, Shoshanas LeDavid, he explains the Mishnah increases and he says that the Gemara in Shabbos says that Izim walk in front of in the when they walk together, so the Izim always walk in the Eder before the Kvasim. Why? Because Bria Sa'olam, Trilas Sa'olam was Choshech and then was Or. So Izim are usually black, and Kvasim sheep are usually white. So mainly the black goes before the white. As Oshlein Gemara on Shabbos Daf Ein Zayin Amud Beis. So he says that's the Gabei when they walk in the Eder, because that's Taka Bria Sa'olam. It was Choshech and then it was Or. So Izim before. Mashenken, when it comes to Kochim, it's the opposite. By Kochim, the Yoim is not Oilech Acha Laila. We notice the Psul Lina, the Laila is Oilech Acha Yoim. The Psul Lina is in the morning. That means the Laila is Oilech Acha Yoim. It's not the Yoim Acha Laila. Usually it's the Yoim Acha Laila. You have a night and a day too. Here it's not like that. It's the Laila Oilech Acha Yoim. At the end of the night, it's a Psul Lina. So Mamela, we see that's why it was Taket says, Keves before Izim. Why does the Taka say Keves before Izim? It says Keves before Izim because the Yoim, the Keves refers to the Yoim, and the Izim is the Laila. So Mela, the Laila is Olech Acha Yoim. It's not the opposite. Not like Briyos Shal Oilom, where it's Choshech and then Or, because the Yoim is Acha Laila. Faket, the Laila is Acha Yoim. So Mela, it says Keves first, and then it says Eiz. But not because it's Mufcher. It's not because it's Mufcher. It's because they tell me that by Kochim, the Yoim is not Hoylech Acha HaLailo. Faket Lailo Acha Yoim, and the Psulina is in the morning. Hadran Aloch Mokim Shinogu Sliklo Pesach Yishoin. Hadloch Mokim Shinogu Sliklo Pesach Yishoin. Hadloch Mokim Shinogu Sliklo Pesach Yishoin. Tomorrow Mitzvah will start the new Perek, Tomid Nishchat, which is about the Hakov of the Korban Pesach. Sugis and Kochim. Oh, yeah.